Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebization.
So there's homies in anime, and there's friends. So what makes a homie a homie? We need some examples of homies, right? Because there's friends, and they're there, but they're not always there.
That is true, yeah. That is 100% true.
So, I think we're going to talk about it today.
Yeah. Yes, we will.
Welcome back, guys, to the podcast that you hopefully love and enjoy. Weebization. I'm joined with Calvin and Shannon. Again, as always, they're some of my favorite people to have. Well, Calvin's one of my favorite people to have on the show, so.
Shannon's always. I have to be here.
he's bound to me. We're homies. But yeah, I mean, to you guys, do you guys have an icon you can think of top of your head?
Best friend from My Love Story.
What's his name? I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, I agree with
you.
Yeah.
Alright, for those of you who haven't seen My Love Story, it's a cute show. Definitely worth the watch.
They need another season, by the way.
It starts off with, it's explaining how do I put this? The entire premise is there's this guy who is
he's like really big.
He's like the iconic like kind of masculine portrayal.
Like he looks like a giant, muscular, overgrown person in high school.
The thing is, in Japan, that's about the opposite of the, what's it called? Attraction? Or that's the opposite of conventionally attractive in Japan. So, a lot of, girls find him really unattractive. His best friend, though, is the personification of what's conventionally attractive in Japan. And his best friend is constantly rejecting people because he hears them make fun of him. And just the greatest best friend anyone could ask for.
He is the homie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cute girl involved. It's super wholesome, not perverted at all. Very great story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty chill. That's pretty good. I agree with that. My name is myself. That's the best friend there.
Dylan?
What's up?
Can you think of a best friend duo that you like, homie?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing off the top of my head. I don't really pay attention to this kind of thing all that much. You know, I'm more of a man loves his weapon type deal. So,
what if the weapon's alive? The weapon could be a homie.
Can you name six anime where the weapon is alive?
Not six.
Yeah, then shut up.
You got me there.
In all seriousness, though, I would probably say probably.
I was gonna say, for me, it's either gotta be like Ty and Matt from Digimon, or surprised you didn't say, well, I guess, surprised you didn't say Zuko and Aang.
Mm-hmm.
They end up being pretty good homies.
I don't think that's my favorite best friend duo from that show, though.
That's fair.
I think my favorite is actually, think my favorite would be... actually, Zuko and Sokka. I think that'd be my favorite.
That's fair.
That's my favorite duo. Of, like, just friendship. Like, yeah. Pure friendship.
Yeah, Taima is, like, really up there for me.
Yeah. I like...
they remind me of, like, Zuko and Aang, where they fight, but then when they, like, really, like, respect each other and love each other, they're just, like, you know, insanely good together. And they make, I mean,
I think, another one of my favorite is, Nishinoya and Ryu from Haikyuu.
Oh, yeah, that's fair, yeah.
They didn't also name an anime I've never seen before. How are you doing that?
You ever seen Haikyuu?
No.
You never even grow up.
No.
Thank God.
I'm not watching it.
Yu Hakusho, Yusuke and Kuribara, those are my two. The two homies.
Damn, something I'm watching right now.
I have Pikachu, Pokemon, come on.
There you go. Yeah. Alright, let's go through the list.
You're making assumptions.
You've never seen Pokemon?
No,
there's no way. yeah, we got a list here from, looks like BuzzFeed that we're probably going to go off of as well.
Probably be bad.
Yeah, we're going to give our opinion about it, and then we'll go over some other homies that we could think of, a homie that I hate to admit because she's a dumb bitch. Lucy from Fairy Tale with Natsu. She's so stupid, but she is Natsu's literally homie. Like, she's always there, always got his back, and I hate it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's so apparent.
Yeah.
Who's Lucy?
She's the blonde girl from Fairy Tale. The one that's the first one. The whole first season is about.
Interesting. I'm gonna say, Saitama and Gales.
So,
they practically live together.
Oh, hell yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like thinking.
Yeah, Genos for Saitama? Yeah, that's the homie.
You can literally call on each other and it would be right next to each other. Damn.
I love that King tries to be a homie to Saitama, but Saitama just does not care about him.
Fraud alert. Fraud alert. My fraud radar is going off.
He's the homie. He lets him borrow his games, and Saitama breaks those games. Yeah.
I think he's one of my favorite characters because he literally does nothing. He's like in such a panic mode, but his heartbeat's so...
Oh my gosh. The King ending.
Yeah, the King. It's so funny. Okay, so... first on the list is Gon and Killua. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
That's a pretty, that's, I agree with that.
I think as iconic homies as they are, they're pretty up there for iconic.
Yeah, definitely.
Believe it or not, they're still together.
Yeah.
Thanks. Homies for life.
All right. The next one they have listed, Ash and Pikachu.
Probably one of the iconic.
Yeah. that was the first.
When your Pokemon is never in its Pokeball, at that point, it's like you already established that.
You know what's also crazy is, I bet you Pikachu.
Except for the first 10 unlisted years that they were together where the rat kept trying to kill him, but.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy is.
What? Oh, yeah.
In the show, they think. In the show, they think that Pokemon go on the ball to rest. Pikachu just juiced all the time. Pikachu was just worried about
for 10 untested years. Motherfucker was always juiced.
Well, in canon, it's only been 2 years in canon.
No one's gonna believe that.
I know. Yugi and Joey, I think this is true. Joey always says Yugi's better. They're always together. Joey's nonstop hyping up the boy. Okay, hyping up.
Yeah, that's what Yu-Gi-Oh does.
No, but Joey does it way more than everyone else. You wouldn't be more doubtful.
I mean, yeah, he's a nut hugger. What do you expect?
Damn.
Joey's my least favorite character in the
episode. Goku and Krillin, I think this is true up until the end of Z.
How? I think it's always been true. even now, there was a reason why.
Not so much a
suit. There was a reason why he was recruited for the Tournament of Power.
That's true.
It's fucking Krillin. What do you expect him to do? He's fighting people 10 times stronger than him.
I distracted with this. Still one of my
that is Rust. If I have never, if it was a person, that man said, "You will die, but I want you to fight with me because we've been doing it for so long."
Look, Vegeta, a Pokemon.
Hey, use getting cool burrows on this. Let's go. This is, yeah, one of the most iconic. They just always, always got each other in the back. Ooh, Yusuke, Spirit Cut. Like every time I hear that,
they always looks Yusuke. Like Joey of the show. That's what he looks like.
He pretty much is. You know, like, you know, I'm like one of the strongest, bro. That's how he looks like and talks like, bro. Yusuke, you gotta, like, toughen up or something. the Straw Hat Pirates from One Piece? I mean,
Zoro. Yeah,
I was gonna Zoro, Luffy, like.
And get Usopp the fuck out of here. Fake ass bitch.
Zoro was the definition of the homie you always wanted, but you didn't know you needed.
Yeah, exactly.
That man shows up every time for no reason. Not even nearby. You're just like, how'd you get here?
Yeah.
You in a fight? Hey, I'm here too, bro.
Yeah, he might be lost, but like, you know, he's
Yep. Itadori and Toto. Oh, yeah. I mean.
That is. Although it is a schizophrenia incident, it is still wild how they're friends.
No, I love that.
Still wild.
Oh my god.
Man gaslit himself and being like, yeah, you're my brother at this point.
The whole backstory part,
you don't understand.
When you have
the same taste in women. You don't understand.
You guys know about the difference in the English dub and the Japanese dub?
No.
In the English dub, he goes, I like my woman tall. Or no, in the Japanese dub, he goes, I like my woman tall.
With a nice ass.
With a nice ass. Like Jennifer Lawrence. But in the English dub, he goes, I like my woman tall. With nice legs and an ass. Just like award-winning rapper.
Yeah,
I'm not joking. Award-winning rapper?
Yeah.
Wait. There's no way that can be real. Oh my god, that's so funny.
I don't
know
how to react to that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Hinata and Kageyama? See, okay, I'm already irritated with this list because, though it's not... That's not even close to the best friend duo in that.
They're like polar opposites.
That show, yeah, exactly. They challenge each other and they constantly are growing, but like they're definitely not. They're not like the iconic homie duo.
It says they're partner rivals and they're not best friends in the film. That's interesting.
Yeah,
I don't agree with that
because you have fucking you have so many in that show that are like just incredible. You have thank you, Suga and the captain. Gosh, you have the duo coaches. Absolute homies.
Let me I like the coaches.
Yeah, you have Bokuto and his setter.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it's weird that this is on the list.
Yeah, And hell, like, even, Kenma and Hinata is, like, a better best friend duo in that show.
Yeah.
Bon and Meliodas from, Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate. I mean, from the jump, the man released him from prison, and they were like, hey, let's play arm wrestle.
Yep.
In the middle of the prison. So.
Yep.
And then tore turned on the whole entire building.
Just because.
Just to escape.
Yeah, so just to escape.
Only because that's what they do. They will beat each other's ass out of love.
You got stronger?
Me too. Each other.
That doesn't hurt. Yeah. You give me a good workout. What?
Beginning of Seven Diligence Peak.
Yeah, I agree. Sailor Scouts, I mean...
Oh, that was a count. Move on.
I was going to say, this is a count, because it's like, yeah, we already... They were already established as best friends before even... The first episode. Like...
Yeah.
Right, and they're not, like, even that close. That's like...
Yeah.
The only two close ones are Mars and Moon.
That is true, yeah. Everyone else is like, you've been my friend.
Yeah.
We go to the same school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we, like, you know, like the same thing.
I'd argue that, like, Jupiter and, excuse me, what's the other, not Uranus. Neptune? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I argue that they're pretty,
Jupiter and Neptune are close?
Yeah, later. Not in the beginning, but I'd argue that.
I can give you that, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only analogy I can think of, so. I mean, Gurren Lagann, Kamina, and Simon.
Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
Like, it could be...
Believe in the me that believes in you.
It could be
Grace Cornell.
Oh, God.
It could be Kamina, and it's a random ass person, I'd say, yes.
Yeah.
It could be...
Clench your teeth.
Clench
your teeth.
They have
just gonna beat the shit out of your homies or your senses.
They have more brotherly love in an NPC than I've ever seen in an anime.
You talk about full on friendship, bro. That the whole show is full on friendship.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's,
I mean,
like, that, what power is their fucking suits? It's power of love.
You guys, I wish you guys watched fucking Red Ranger in Another World, because it's all about Bond. Your Bond feeds my power! It's so stupid, but so funny.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the, No, that's fucking iconic.
Yeah. Spike and Jet, I mean, that's a given. Mm. You think that would be wrong? You can't think of these two people.
That is very true.
Like,
that is very true.
These are
there
like...
There is no Jet without Spike.
Yeah, like...
That's how it is.
They're just the one, like, the one... They're as one, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Just like feed off each other, and they always got each other back. You know, this is one of the only pair that I think can intentionally finish each other's sentences in the show. Now I think about it, because a lot of homies don't do that, but in Cowboy Bebop they do.
But that's gay. What do you mean finish each other's sentences like it? You said that's just like it was normal or something. Nobody does that.
Amazing, because that's gay. <They don't.
laughs> Tell me I'm wrong. How dare you?
Nah, I'm not saying anything. Yato and you can, yeah. Although most people don't watch Dark Hobby.
Ah, a lot of Living Weapon. There you go.
That's true. That's a lot of people don't watch Noragami. Yeah. I only watched it because it looked interesting.
It's actually pretty interesting.
I love Noragami.
Yeah.
I love it too, but I'm just like, literally, people don't watch it. Like,
That is
a but that example is,
of
yes,
Living Weapon.
Living Weapon, yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Another good example would be like 90% of Soul Eater.
Yeah.
That's
the first one I like comes to my mind when I think of
it. Yeah. It's not even a forced relationship. Like,
right. Well,
you have to make real bonds with your living one.
Yeah, I was thinking Kill a Kill.
Yeah.
Yoga and her fucking outfit.
Yeah. I was thinking Yoga and her best friend. What's her name?
Oh, the stupid one?
Yeah, but she,
big ass boobs?
I know it's romantic later, but like, you know, especially.
What's her name? Kaneki and Hide from Tokyo Ghoul?
No, I don't agree with that.
Not even close.
That doesn't make any sense.
There should be no reason why you can't call yourselves like homies and then like someone leaves that status because they're scared of you. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
That's how it works. They'll try to support you.
Watch men.
That's why it does get eaten.
Joseph and Caesar? Yeah? I agree with this. I actually agree with this. Dan's giving me a look.
I'm going to say yes, only because I do not remember this JoJo Bizarre Adventure part.
They were enemies at first, and they became best friends of a common enemy.
I mean, fair. That doesn't tell me shit. That I don't remember.
Okay.
I know I remember watching it. I just do not remember.
Did you
read?
Did you ever watch it?
No.
Gedokian thoughts from Gintama.
Gintama? Didn't interest me.
You guys don't. Alright, well, I agree with this, but these guys don't have
an opinion. Freestyle it, Chief. Freestyle.
They don't have an opinion, but yeah. They play. Dynasty Warriors, pretty much. These two are the main characters of the Dynasty, where they just beat people's ass together.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what this is.
Never seen it.
Yep. Tominen and Hikaru from Dorohedoro.
Yeah.
Great anime, you should watch it.
What is it about?
I'm not telling you, that would spoil the whole movie.
Well, do you agree with these two
characters? Yeah.
Okay. Man's a giant ass lizard man. Mm-hmm. Anyways, oh, that's in the list. Okay, cool. Well, short, quick.
I feel like it's just a little bit.
It was a.
Where's fucking
my like, mid ass list?
It was a pretty mid list, I won't lie.
I'll say it was a mid ass list.
Yeah.
But I mean, the examples are not bad. So.
The examples are all also the exact same as the result.
Yeah.
But that's not bad. It's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. What does Reddit have to say?
It's more of.
Mob Psycho 100, Mob and Reagan?
Oh, hell yeah.
Reagan.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
His master.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I would say actually Mob and Dimple have a stronger relationship.
I don't say stronger, but.
No, I think they have a stronger relationship.
No way!
Hell yeah.
Some of the power just because he's so thankful for
him. Listen, that was pre Dimple.
Yeah.
Dimple. Now, they're like hand in hand.
That's
Dimple would literally kill himself to save Mob.
Yeah. And Mob did the same. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will agree, he does have a strong connection to Reagan. Reagan is just a fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
Roy Mustang and Maze. I mean, yeah, that's a good one, so.
Who?
Roy Mustang and Maze.
Oh, hell yeah.
Never watched it. So
what?
You've never watched
Full Metal Alchemist? Oh my god.
But yeah, this is the pair. Like, you think of Full Metal, and you name characters that are not the two main characters, you name these two.
Yeah.
They're like, man got burnt from his own,
oh my god,
from his own ability, and still.
No, the iconic moment of, it's a terrible day for rain.
Yeah, terrible day for rain.
Whoosh! Shit.
Whoosh! If you know, you know.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Speedwagon
and Joestars. I mean.
Speedwagon is best girl.
Yep.
Ash Pikachu, oh yeah.
Senku and Taiju.
Oh, yeah. Senku and Taiju. Yeah.
Oh, never watched Dr. Stone.
It's very good.
Yeah. No, and it's the combination of just of brains and brawn.
Unless I can agree with this. They say Satama Genos and then supposed to Satama King.
I think that also I also really like that duo in there with the trope of kind of Brandon Braun.
Yeah.
I think Code Geass does a good job of it. Let me think.
Someone said, heads down, the best answer is plot armor and the main kicked. The MCs and plot armor. True. I mean, that is, yeah, that's the greatest friendship right there, I guess. Can't beat that one.
Thing I hated is the MC and plot armor.
Tomoya and Akio from Con Ed, yeah?
Yeah.
Kazuma and Aqua. I would say Nell from
Kazuma. Hell no. It's like, they're more like...
Kazuma and gender equality.
Yeah.
it's iconic, dude.
It's so interesting because you can consider them friends. But at the end of the day, if Aqua never showed up, he wouldn't really care.
Correct.
Yeah.
He's never been the same person. You never watched Grand Blue, so it's Iori and Koei.
Yeah. Yeah, that is very
good. Yui and Koei. Yes. That is very good. That one's good. Also, his upperclassman.
Yeah.
Those two.
Monogatari's on here.
That like I know exactly what you gotta understand. Anoragi is friends with like 90% of the entire cast.
It's Ochikuji and I don't know if I said that right.
Yeah, Ochikuji makes sense.
Why is her name Anoragi?
That is the guy's name. Because Ochikuji, that's how she says it. It's just Anoragi, but. It's just a thing she does.
Okay. Magi-sama, Shirogane, and Ichigami.
Suffer.
Magi-sama?
I haven't seen that.
Love is War?
Oh.
Does not ring any bell.
I like that. I don't think it's iconic.
It's not iconic. They're best friends.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. I know what it looks like. I haven't watched it, so I don't know who or what those characters are.
Yeah.
I should watch it.
Yes! Aladdin and Alibaba! Why did I not even from Bobby? Duh.
Thorfinn and Einar.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
Oh, Lelouch and Suzaku.
Ah, there it is. Yeah.
There it is.
I love that one.
Vinland Saga, Thorfinn, and Einar.
Never watched Vinland Saga.
They're just pretty awesome. Yes.
I think we can... Duo don't deserve the other.
Ooh, that's pretty good. I was going to end on Samurai Champloo, Mugen, and Jin. They actually become best friends at the end. I
never watched that.
So who don't deserve each other?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we're doing hot
time. I'm going to say, I don't think Saitama deserves Genos.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would put it the other way around, but... Genos
deserves Saitama?
What?
Yeah.
He
does so much
to
this guy.
Yeah, he does. He really upgrades himself.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't deserve him. It's like
Because
Genos sucks as a hero. Absolute garbage.
You know, not anime related?
You can't do shit right.
No one can do shit right except for Saitama.
That is a lie. Mega outclassed by fucking Iron Man.
You know, not anime related, but I don't think Mario deserves Luigi.
Hold on.
That is iconic.
That's not fair because.
What do you mean that's not fair?
They're brothers, so that you can't just do that like that.
Martin never treats this man like a brother.
Okay.
He treats him like
shit. That's what siblings do.
Well, canonically, if we're talking about best friend duos, Mario and Peach.
Damn!
The friend zone motherfucker.
God.
Oh my god.
What's the Koopa's mage called? What's his name? It's him and Bowser. Bowser just like shit.
Yeah, if we're talking about friends apparently that don't deserve each other, Peach and Mario.
Damn. I wasn't ready for that one. You got me there.
Let me think.
Oh, you know what?
Aaron and Armin.
Yeah. That's. I was gonna say Team Rockets don't deserve Meowth.
Ah, true. Yep.
They just do not deserve Meowth.
Yeah.
Meowth isn't even that. Ain't even that guy.
They just don't deserve.
General.
Broken talk.
Yeah.
Like.
What? Broken talk.
Like, do something useful. Like, god damn.
He can talk.
Do something. He's like. And then he's like. Not even half the lobe they need to do whatever they need to do. He's like a third of it. Evolve already, dumbass.
Damn.
Maybe you'd be smarter. Maybe more useful.
Damn. Just like Team Rocket.
Yes,
I rep Team Rocket, too.
Let me think. There's...
Is there anything from Avatar that you could pick up?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, Azula, Ty Lee, and Mai.
Yeah.
She doesn't deserve the least
eligible. Yeah.
But I think that becomes apparent later, when, of course, they betray her. Then...
Surprisingly.
Yeah. I think there's Luffy for Usopp. Usopp doesn't deserve it.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Straw Hats would be better off without him, so.
Yeah, he has his moments.
Uh huh. Count 10 of them.
Damn. Put you on the spot, bro.
Robin does more.
That one time he stopped Zoro from wandering off. He saved us like 10 filler episodes.
Well, that is a powerful feat, man. I will not lie. Stopping me from watching filler,
that is
you get an honorable mention.
Yeah. Respect on his name. Oh, fuck that guy. There's. Honestly, what's Ryu's, wolf's name from Slime?
Oh, Rimuru's?
Yeah.
His first Ranga? One? Yeah, Ranga.
Yeah.
Ranga, yeah.
Yeah. Ranga. Honestly, a lot of his friends in that show, I don't think he deserves. Like, he does a lot, but I don't know.
Well, he changes the lives of a lot of people. It's a lot
yeah.
For monsters, to be fair. And that's a big thing.
They're so loyal.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he changed the way.
It's not even his name, bro.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, you might as well just submit to a higher power.
Yeah. Yeah. My whole life in the slums without a name, and then all of a sudden you just name me to be a better life than I've ever dreamed of and could imagine.
Yeah.
Getting a purpose and a job. And then upgraded my power. And then give you magical powers? Yeah, bro, I'm smitten to you. I will say, in fairy tale, people don't deserve Urza. She's too badass, bro.
Mm, yeah.
She's like so strong and.
Who's Urza?
The redhead. That she gets all the weapons. Mm. Like, she's like one of the strongest people there. And everyone just doesn't pay her any attention. Just telling the group that she's one of the strongest. Mm. That's all. Like, they don't even buy her to
what, can you do to you? What can you do?
Cora Bolin.
Cora Bolin? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. Any more? I'm trying to think of, like, is there an example of people see?
Yeah. I'll give you one.
Oh, Frieza. Frieza doesn't even deserve Goku or anything. Fuck that. What were you gonna say?
Sure.
What were you gonna say?
I guess that worked.
What were you gonna say?
Theoretically, a racist needs to be something to be racist against. That's the match made in heaven.
Damn.
Racism and a minority?
Damn. Damn. You're not wrong, but just damn. What up?
But I was going to say Goten and Trunks. And the only reason is because of the future. Because Trunks was dick riding Gohan the entire time.
Yep, that's true.
Where was Goten?
Yep.
And this is in the future, might I tell you.
That's true.
Where's your best friend? Why was he not there to back you up, huh? You guys were the best fusion of your time.
Yeah.
Useless.
And the youngest fusion, too.
Yes.
Like, they broke like three different barriers, I believe.
Yeah.
Got, Oh gosh, I'm blanking. What can I say? All the people from Overlord.
They don't do the minds.
Well, the issue is
they're not friends. They're all servants.
They're not friends. They're programmed as a servant.
Yeah, they're programmed as NPCs. Yeah. Makes them humane. To be fair.
Yeah,
and then like even.
And they're not even friends with each other.
Yeah. Technically, the people that Ainz does meet and be friends is still part of the system.
Yep. And he still ends up killing like a few.
Oh gosh. Last season.
There was a one I would say would be
so disappointing myself.
That bitch's name from Naruto. I guess they're all bitches, but
what color hair though?
Sakura?
No.
Ino?
No. It's Naruto and Neji. They don't
know. Oh yeah. No, I.
Hell no. I could not
be a
country at all.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve he didn't deserve that sacrifice.
No, I agree.
Which, like, I also get that he was sacrificing for Hinata.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, like, not just. But, that being said, Naruto does not deserve Shikamaru.
Oh,
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Shikamaru. Shikamaru was MVP, like, so many times. In every episode.
And he's always like, my best friend is Sasuke. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro. Like, what the fuck is that?
Your best friend Sasuke. This
man saved your life. This man, Sasuke tried to kill you. This man saved your life several times.
Always puts you on the right path. Right. Always is there for you.
What's the teacher's name? He tries to be friends with Bachi all the time.
Oh, my guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, my guy Kakashi? Oh,
yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. I feel so bad. Doesn't deserve it, bro.
I don't know. Some of those fillers, you do see it, though. But the one where they fucking race, I love that one.
I mean, yeah, but it's, very few,
And in Boruto, you see them,
I didn't watch Boruto yet, but...
Oh, gosh, you get a lot of you get this whole scene of, Kakashi, kicking him out because, my guy's, his legs are broken now. Going out with him and then, losing different games on purpose because that means he would be one up.
Yeah.
And so,
I will say...
It's sweet.
The King of the Seven Seas, he doesn't deserve his subordinates, the people from Magi. Sinbad, I don't think he deserves, his, right hand. Oh, it's okay. He's pretty much King of the Seven Seas, and he picked these lords to rule with him or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's one girl, she's, pretty much, as strong as him, and she's, I'm his, right hand person. I'm his best friend, everything. And he just does not give a fuck. Mm-hmm. He's just you're useful to me, but I can get stronger. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, bro. Fuck.
That's true. That is very true. Mm-hmm. There was one thing I was thinking about when I lost it.
I can't believe I didn't name this. This is my little favorite duo in of all of anime. Aang and Appa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair.
Well, yeah, that's day one right there.
Yeah, that's day one.
That's I chose my best friend.
That's the, it turns a pacifist into a mass murderer.
Another day one. That was definitely up there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hot take. I don't feel like Mai deserved the rest of the Yugi crew. Stupid bitch. Harpy girl.
Yeah, she was a character.
Yeah, Harpy girl.
Yeah, she was a part of the squad.
Yeah, I don't think she deserved them.
No, she's just going down
there. I just thought she got her ass beat and never showed up.
Yeah, she pretty much did.
Damn, she was that much in the shadows, bro.
But she was a part of the group. She was,
Yeah, she was just lingering, bro.
Yep.
Damn, the only way we need to win is being in the team.
I can't really think of anyone else off my head that don't deserve. Mm. Probably because a lot of characters deserve, they have a redemption or fight for that privilege. Oh, this person did this for me.
Yeah. No, I think that's a.
That was a good follow up question.
Mm-hmm. I got another, and this kind of follows up with one of my earlier thing, but what are your favorite duo tropes?
Oh,
there's the I was saying earlier, Brains and Brawn.
I think it depends on the show for Brains and Brawn.
Yeah, I think it's been done poorly.
I liked it more in the older type of anime than the newer ones because I just feel like. They fully indulged into the Brawn aspect, more than this dumb bitch.
And I think I think a lot of times when they do Brandon Brawn, they do it as rivalry, which is why I think what's it called? So much because they do it as friendship instead of a.
That's very.
Because you see that, the rivalry all the time.
That's right.
They do a lot of Full Metal as well, both Brotherhood and regular.
Yeah.
So.
I think you get a lot of interesting dynamics in Aikido because you don't get exactly brains and brawn or whatever.
Yeah.
You get kind of like, you know, how about this? You get kind of like instinct versus talent and like also.
That's how I feel about Black Clover as well. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you know, this is like, he worked really hard and trained.
Yeah.
He is stupid, but like, mm-hmm. his battle instincts kick in, you know, his reflexes, like, he's actually just working extra hard, mm-hmm. analyzing people, like, he sees a giant magic battle, he's like, I wonder how I can use that, you know, like, it's not just, I'm headstrong, so.
Yeah, I think they do a good job in there, and I think, well, even with Asta,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's like, you get kind of a, you get a similar thing to Prince of Promise,
mm-hmm. but, yeah.
Which, once again, is another Rivals trope.
Yeah, and Yuno's not even, like, super brains. It's just he's tactical.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's adapting. Like,
yeah.
And he gets influenced by how much Asta works on Yuno also, so.
I like,
I think my favorite dynamic is probably, in friendship, is probably, like, when the character, one character is, like, super, super tactical. And then the other's like, yeah, but if you try it this way, yeah, overconfident.
Yeah.
But if you try it this way, you'd be better. I don't know why, but I like
that. No, I think I love that one too.
Perfect example was Benihara and Rimuru, where Rimuru's the super tactical one, and even though he knows Rimuru's like hella strong, Rimuru's internal thoughts is like, I never thought of that. How do you think of that? That's crazy. Or Ayn's and Demiurge.
Yeah.
Where Demiurge is like the mastermind coming up with the whole scheme. Mm-hmm. And Ayn's like, yep, I came up with that. Yeah. And surprise, you knew that. Like, you agree.
I don't know. You have even just like Zoro and Luffy.
Oh,
yeah. No, I think I can catch it. Streets out, get scared off.
Yeah, what's your favorite trope?
My favorite trope. But yeah. I've been thinking about this for a very long time. Longer before even this episode. Because I've been addicted.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't watch anime, I watch anime.
That's
a trope.
That's a
holy shit. Like, mm-hmm. Damn. But my favorite trope is tag team and team ups, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Goku and Vegeta. Fucking Rimuru and fucking Venodora.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, I'm just gonna lie.
Guy. That's gonna come in and beat ass with you. And
when Beldora came, when that Beldora just came and just said, "Hey, what's going on, bro?" Like,
yeah.
Took a punch for Rimuru. He said, "Hey, what's going on, bro? I'm at a movie, bro.
What's going on?"
That friend that will show up out of nowhere,
you will love Yu Yu Show if you like that. Literally,
I don't know. I haven't watched.
Because like, fucking cool, bro. Just comes out of nowhere sometimes.
Yeah.
He's gonna be fucking in danger. He's like, Yusuke! And then he's like, blue bar. Like, I'll have a demon shit.
Fucking Sword Art Online and Bad Anime Take.
Oh.
They're one-on-one together, bro.
Yeah. On that topic for Shannon, on that, one of my favorite examples of that team up. Charizard and Ash, bro, when they actually team up and work together, they're so fucking good. It's so good, bro.
That is very true. Also, Charizard does not deserve any of his traits.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Arrogant asshole, I swear.
Well, I think that's why, like, it's like the most popular, like, fight, especially, is like, you know, when Naruto and Sasuke, like, actually team up, you know, mm-hmm. like, you get the,
the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Especially if they're.
I liked when Jiraiya fought with. I forgot. Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
What the Jiraiya's really fought with the two people.
I fight with.
It was when he was in the giant food. He fought with,
Orochimaru?
Whoa.
No, he fought against Orochimaru.
Well, yeah, I mean, but they were the
They were the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The three great sun.
The three great sun.
You both echoed those. That was so good.
With Tsunade? I think that's the only person.
Was it Tsunade?
I can't remember if he was fighting against.
I'm pretty sure it was still Orochimaru.
That was Tsunade, yeah. And
Naruto.
Yeah. When he fought against Orochimaru, yeah.
That was... One, the only time those two fought, and two, the only time he fought with somebody.
What the hell did he fight with the giant toad? Why can't I remember?
Pain.
Yeah, but he didn't do that solo.
Yeah, he did it solo. Well, he did it with his toad buddies.
Yes. Toad?
Yeah.
Toad buddies. That's right. I'm just saying, toad buddies was right.
My guy and his summon. I need a platform. Roughly in his like weights.
Hey, if that's the case, Goku in his weights, brother. When he took it off again.
Oh, man.
I remember when Goku first took off his weights.
In the middle of the tournament, and everyone
just came out and grabbed his weights, sweaty fucking weights, and just said, "You've been holding this the whole time?" Like, and just walked up and seemed like that.
Taking your clothes off makes you stronger on this planet.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're wearing weighted clothes. Oh, yes, of course. Me too.
I love the first three seasons of Dragon Ball Z Abridged because it's just so like quotable in most situations. That's the end of this. We should talk about Abridged next episode.
We should talk about betrayals.
Ooh, I mean, I'm down to talk about it for a little bit. Yeah. Or you want to do a whole episode about it?
Probably an whole episode.
Okay, we'll tease a little bit.
Because I want to do a little bit of research.
Yeah.
Just to make sure I'm thinking about the right things.
Top of my head, one of the biggest betrayals I think is in Madoka Magica.
Madoka Magica is like a roller coaster of emotions.
That's one of the biggest betrayals I can think of.
Only because of the time manipulation and different universes and shit. Other than that, yeah, I would agree.
Calvin, biggest betrayal, what can you think of?
That'll be good. Zuko and Iroh.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, damn.
Oh. And
then they hit me in the bag with
that one hurts each time.
What about you, Shannon?
I'm going to say Alucard and his butler.
Ooh. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I did not see that coming either.
I literally paused the episode. I was like,
We could do a whole episode.
We'll probably spoil it in the next episode before we do it. For betrayal, but.
To wrap it up, I think, who's a homie that you wish you had?
Oh, in anime?
Yeah.
Who's a homie I wish I had?
Yeah.
I wish I had?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's hard.
Damn.
That's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm gonna
which is one.
Yeah, I would say Beldora's up there, bro. Beldora's kind of up there.
I think that would get kind of fucking.
That's the point of being like a best friend, though.
Yeah, but okay. Think about
we're not supposed
a motherfucker
to be like
crashing on your couch. Like, hey, did you pick up more manga? Like on your way. Like, dog, get a job.
That motherfucker.
And he's like, yo, I can just destroy the city instead. Like, no, bro.
Honestly, I would take me out. Having a talking cat would be kind of dope.
That would be kind of annoying. That was annoying as shit. Holy
fuck. I can deal with annoying.
Because it's like they it's say, like
meow, not Pikachu.
Because it's like living with someone.
Pikachu's a fucking mouse.
You gotta understand.
That's the homie!
You wanna get electrocuted every day?
You gotta understand that meow also takes things in his own hands.
Oh, that's true. I take back my statement.
Because he thinks he's, you know, smarter than everybody.
Motherfucker's plotting.
Yeah, always plotting.
Always plotting.
I'll take
back. Like, damn, why are you cheating out three people for? Because they got on my nerves. I was like, hey, what?
I would take. Take Aladdin from Monkey, actually.
You get the pros and cons. Aladdin's a safe choice.
He also is a genie.
That's why he's a safe choice.
He also is a genie.
Hey, let me hit you up with three wishes this week, chief. I'm running low on money.
You don't, but they have to be good.
None of that sloppy copy for a week.
No grapefruit technique for you.
I would probably go with I mean, of course, I would do Appa. Yeah, fair. Just, you know, but if we're not going with like animal companion, if we're going with like natural homie, then I think I want to say Zoro, just because I think he just keeps, you know, his homies like on the right track, mm-hmm. and he's always like just trying to get better, and I think that's a good person.
He's definitely out. Like the anchor, you know what I mean? Like he's definitely like just the anchor in any mm-hmm. situation. So I agree with that.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's a if maybe Kamina.
Yeah. I would argue.
Yeah. Kamina. Yeah.
I'm still thinking about my answer.
Yeah.
I'm fine with you leeching the latest manga. You fucking follow you and just put belty ass immediately. That's me.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. If I need you, you're gonna end up being there. That's all I asked for.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, well, I'm good to call it there. Mm-hmm. Any closing remarks, any shout-outs?
Baru. Or, not Baru.
From Soul Overlord?
Yeah. Once he becomes a shadow.
Yeah. And he speaks.
Yeah. He's just a...
Once he becomes a non-human being.
Yeah.
Then it's alright. I think.
Oh shit! Who's his fucking friend? Guy who actually runs the guild.
Goto? The rich guy.
Yeah.
The rich kid.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. He's actually pretty chill. I like him too, actually. Yeah. I would actually have him as an Obi.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah.
He's actually pretty good.
He did better himself
a lot. Yeah. I think, I argue he has the biggest character.
He sticks with Thundering Wolf.
Yeah. He doesn't care about the strength or money.
Yeah.
He just wants to build a better guild.
And also,
his father, Ron.
Yeah, and like took a huge risk following this guy to, like through everything.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Definition of trust. Definition of trust, right there. We should also talk about like biggest growth in anime next time too.
That'd be
good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna end it there. But thank you. Also, thank you. Shout outs to the new listeners. We appreciate you. We're just doing this for the fun of it, the fact that we're getting to
see you. We just can't hear you.
Yeah, we see you. Well, we'll probably do a live video one day. Maybe I might stream it. Probably not without Shannon. All right. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.